Commentator Jane Armstrong grew up in Florida. For her, hurricane season was as regular as winter, spring, summer, and fall. And though she now lives far from the paths of hurricanes, this time of year always brings back memories.
Hurricane Cleo hit my home in Lake Worth, Florida, when I was 9. My family should have evacuated, but we couldn't afford to. Half of the time, we couldn't afford to put gas in the car, much less drive it to a safe place inland. My mother made excuses as each carload of neighbors pulled away. "It won't be that bad," she said. "Florida houses are built for this weather." But I didn't have much faith in the flimsy roof of our Cracker Box tract home, and I prayed that one of those departing families would load me into the back of their station wagon. Like all beach town kids, my sister and I were expert hurricane trackers, marking coordinates in crayon on maps printed on Winn-Dixie grocery store bags. But it wasn't until my chronically absent father blew in that we knew for sure a big storm was about to hit. He pulled up just in time, his truck loaded with bottled water, flashlight batteries, candles, space food sticks, all the necessary provisions. Under a darkening sky, in the face of fierce winds, he hammered wooden shutters over our jalousie windows. Then he joined us inside. Cleo pummeled the roof and kicked at the walls while the four of us huddled together in the hallway. My sister and I dripped candle wax in patterns on the tile floor as my father panned his flashlight back and forth across our faces. My mother held a transistor radio to her ear, listening for news between waves of static. "Keep still," she said. I remember a crash, shattering glass, crying, my sister screaming, our parents pulling us close, covering us like something resembling a family. Hurricanes are poltergeists, spirits as comical as they are destructive. Cleo had punched in every other pane in our bathroom window, showering the bathtub with shards of glass. She'd blown my sister's bike across the street and turned it upside down, balanced perfectly on seat and handlebars on top of a stripped bare hedge. And she had amputated the left leg and right arm of a Barbie I'd left outside on the carport. My father surveyed the damage, shrugged, and drove away. My mother told the returning neighbors she knew all along there was no reason to evacuate, that she'd always been sensitive to the weather. My sister puddle surfed in the rainwater flooding our street. I searched the bushes for my lost doll parts. The storm had passed. Everything was back to normal.
Jane Armstrong teaches at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona.